potion at the apple's wife.
Why don't we just talk about Crown Lynn? Oh my fucking god.
Oh no.
Luke sweat his pants.
Oh no. Okay, so Luke's pissed himself.
I can't believe that Bea turns into
piss shaming.
Look, what's a little bit of wheeze amongst friends?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I always say.
In a way, your pants will just be a little bit cleaner in a second. It's like you've just cleaned a tiny part of your pants.
My disgusting pants, okay.
Right, everyone, I'm here with the Phoenix Foundation at The Other's Way. Oh, it is so lovely to meet you both, Sam and Luke. Massive fan of the Phoenix Foundation. You're playing Pegasus. For its 20th anniversary, how does it feel? Does it not feel like 20 years?
Well, no, in some ways it's like, oh, that's a horrible large amount of years and it surely can't be that many. But in other ways you kind of think, I don't really remember doing that. Like, I don't remember the person who made that.
You don't remember doing the album or you don't remember those 20 years?
I sort of don't remember. I mean, I remember making the album, but I don't feel like it was the same person.
No, it probably wasn't really.
No. but you know, like, I guess what we're here to say, we're not here to talk about Pegasus or The Other's Way or any of the things that we're supposed to talk about. We're here to say that we're fighting against the inertia of time trying to force us into being a nostalgia act, and we have a new single coming out. And we're playing a New Year's show in Wellington, and we're still a real band, all right?
And, oh, that's awesome!
And so, fuck everyone and everything.
Long may prevail, the Phoenix Foundation!
Yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting. So, you are, The Other's Way, celebrating Pegasus, but you've got really exciting things in the work. How does it feel to be a band that's been together from back then to right now?
Well, actually, do you know that we first played music together in fourth form? So we were 14 and it was 32 years ago. We've been hanging out for that long.
I don't know. We don't hate each other.
do you ever piss each other off like a little bit?
I mean, you two have been doing the breakfast show for like, what, a few months? Is it?
Yeah? It's been about six months.
Right. And do you ever piss each other off?
Never.
Never?
I feel like Rosetta has the odd moment where she's like, pull your shit together, bitch. The chaos
everyone,
act isn't working
if here. You're not pissing each other off, you're not human, I don't reckon.
That's so true. What's the secret sauce to being a band as long as you two have been?
Holidays.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think everything for the Phoenix Foundation at the time that we were kind of going for it, as in making lots of albums and doing lots of touring, everything was happening reasonably slowly, you know what I mean? So we never cut, we sort of, I don't know, everything was at a nice pace or something. I think there were times when we actually did have a pretty shitty vibe, but somehow we got over it, you know? And you sort of like, You're in that moment where you have the shitty vibe and then you pass through it. And also, I mean, everyone else in the band is, well, Will and Con have been in the band for that long as well.
Yeah.
So I guess there's always someone else that you can have a bitch to about someone else and then feel better.
Yeah. The power of four, right?
Yeah. And so Chris is actually the person who's been in the band the shortest, and that's 12 years.
Wow.
So he's the new guy.
Yeah.
And also Chris, who is our drummer, is just a ray of sunshine. So it helps.
He's got a fantastic attitude.
You need people like that in your life.
You do. Also, I've got to say, I know this is a while ago now, but it's a bit of a shame that before you started laughing with a mouth full of McLeod's beer, it was a real opportunity to do a spit take, like a classic spit take. And I've never seen one in real life.
I could do you one.
A spit take. It's a classic. Well, it's like when you're doing like laughing in a comedy movie, and you do a spit take. So then, when someone makes you laugh, you go psst, and you spit water everywhere.
Should we do a gag where you guys talk about the Phoenix Foundation?
I'm actually already covered in water and stuff where I don't want to be.
Do you want to give it a go, making me laugh?
Oh man, that's really, really hard.
Not into the mic, though.
Luke, you got to think of something funny to say.
No, see, this is the thing. Usually pretty can do pretty funny, not on the spot like that. Making me laugh.
Why don't you give that a go? Give it a go. Make me laugh.
You made yourself laugh by trying to hold the beer.
I was like, when you were like, make me laugh, I was like, I don't sound like that at all.
Make me laugh!
Well, you are looking at probably the cheapest laugh in Auckland. But I'm very pleased to be joined here by both of you today. So what can we expect from your set tonight?
Because we're playing Pegasus from start to finish, that is the main thing you can expect.
Now, I don't think we're going to have time to do anything else, eh? I don't think we'll have time to do anything other than Pegasus, unless we're very quick, which is in between songs and we don't jam for too long, which seems very highly unlikely.
Yeah, the chances of us not jamming and making silly noises and not talking awkwardly between songs is nil.
But I feel like from the last 5 minutes of experience with you two, I really hope you make funny noises and silly jokes.
Do you want to know something? It's actually a bit of a curse because I think that sometimes Sam and I ruin the lovely vibe of our nice music by being too funny in between songs and just raving at the crowd until it's kind of like a stand-up show rather than a gig of like quite nice music that people really like because it's 20 years old. So for some of them, it's from their youth.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There will be, you can expect people aged between 45 and 55 to be shedding a little tear, I reckon, because this is was a big album for, you know, people who were sort of Yeah, I don't know. We played it last night in Wellington, and it was beautiful. It was really special.
How was last night in Wellington?
It was great.
Where were you playing?
We played just a little show at a place called Vogelmorn Bowling Club upstairs, which is like, it's great. It's like a real little community, cool vibe, kind of 100 capacity.
It's great. It's like one of the coolest little bars in Wellington. It's full Kiwiana club rooms, but not in a try hard way at all. It's just it looks like, and the people that run it are great. Yeah, and I don't know.
But it has good beers.
It's really good beers. And did you mention that we were just rehearsing there? So we were like, let's just do a gig at the end.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're so excited to hear Pegasus in full, along with Japes and other shit like that.
Yeah, bit of other shit.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited.
And watch out, in a week, the song is called Vampire Class.
That's right, listeners.
You have to, everyone has to vote for it to get on the BFM top 10 so that it's just, everything's just exactly the same as it was in 2005.
All that I care for, nothing much there for us. Reading the paper, nothing much to get me in a nod today. And all that I dream of, it's just you and me. Reading the paper, I guess I'd better keep.